Club Visioning, and I'm not going to talk anymore about that because she's going to tell us everything we need to know. And so, Nancy, I'd like to turn the time over to you.
Okay. We're going to actually start, we're going to have Pat start first.
We're just here to give you a little background on visioning so you kind of understand it a little bit better. The visioning team came up about 3 weeks ago to Jackson, and my club is Teton Valley, which is over the hill from Jackson, and we did not sign up to participate, so they sent their team over to talk to us at our meeting and explain a little bit about what it was about. So then we thought we'd come down and explain to you guys a little bit about what it's about. And you will be getting an email that gives you the history and everything. But in February of last year, some of us in the district were trained by a lady from Minnesota, because they had actually kind of started the idea there. And then our district picked it up and said that we would pilot the project and work with it and just offer the opportunity for clubs to get together and think about their futures. Now, our experience so far, I think we've done, we're looking toward 18 clubs out of, what, 56 in
51.
The district? 51 in the district that have signed up. It does take a while because we're spread out, as you know, and they're trying to do two this week in Casper, and they were having trouble getting enough people from the visioning team to report there. So we have to kind of coordinate everything. But it's an opportunity for people to get together, go through a very set process, and it ends up being the whole purpose is to get you thinking about the future of your club and to kind of get you all on the same page. I participated, and so did Nancy, in the Jackson Visioning, and it was extremely exciting. The expectations that we went into, some of us went into one of the, in particular, visioning processes, and the results were just dynamically opposite, because we were not thinking it was going to be successful, and it ended up being probably the most successful of our visioning processes, just because people really found themselves getting energized. So we're going to do just a little bit of activity to kind of give you a feel for it. I want to start with a little kind of story about communication, because communication is part of the visioning process. It's also a very important part of a successful club. Wayne, a furniture dealer from Charlottetown, decided to expand the line of furniture in his store, so he decided to go to Paris to see what he could find. After arriving in Paris, he visited with some manufacturers and selected a line that he thought would sell well back home. To celebrate the new acquisition, he decided to visit a small bistro and have a glass of wine. As he sat enjoying his wine, he noticed that the small place was quite crowded and that the other charity's table was the only vacant seat in the house. Before long, a very beautiful young Parisian girl came to his table, asked him something in French, which Wayne didn't understand. So he motioned to the vacant chair and invited her to sit down. He tried to speak to her in English, but she did not speak his language. So after a couple of minutes of trying to communicate with her, he took a napkin and drew a picture of a wine glass and showed it to her. She nodded, so he ordered a glass of wine for her. After sitting together at the table for a while, he took another napkin and drew a picture of a plate with food on it, and she nodded. They left the bistro and found a quiet cafe that featured a small group playing romantic music. They ordered dinner, after which he took another napkin and drew a picture of a couple dancing. She nodded, and they got up to dance. They danced until the cafe closed and the band was packing up. Back at their table, the young lady took a napkin and drew a picture of a four-poster bed. To this day, Wayne has no idea how she figured out that he was in the furniture business. Now, we have a little activity that will kind of give you a feeling for visioning. Hopefully each person at the one person at the table has a pen, because it'll take one pen. one person to be scribe, so you can choose who's going to do the writing. And we're going to have a timed activity. Nancy's going to be the judge. And our purpose here is, in a very limited amount of time, to have you do a little brainstorming. So that means anything goes. Write down as many positive things as you can think of about Rotary, and we'll wait till Nancy puts down the plate so she can actually time us. And we will give you 2 minutes to do this, and there will be an award for the table that has the most items. So you have to share with your scribe. So quickly, have a scribe, have your piece of paper, and Nancy, all the things you like or good things about Rotary, all the positives.
Okay, start now.
Repeat the question again, please.
All the positive things about Rotary. Anything good you can think about.
All the positive things.
It can be, however, Rotary, just Rotary.
Just Rotary.
Let your minds go, doesn't matter.
Seconds left. Okay, that's it.
Now, quickly count and total your number.
How many ideas did you come up with?
Dean wasn't talking loud enough. I couldn't hear.
Okay, this table, how many?
Eight.
16?
9.
9?
19.
Oh. 19 catch. There you go. Some lovely taffy. It doesn't matter if they're all right. It just matters quantity in this case. But the fact that you can come up with 19 and 16 and 8, 9 and 8. You see, you guys have a lot of good things. And before you had two,
we were.
But the whole idea is there are lots of really good ideas out there. And when you start talking about it and communicating them, then the energy starts to flow and you have a lot of super things to write down. And with that, I'll turn it over to Nancy to explain a little bit about the club visioning process.
I'm going to try and stand over this way so I don't block anybody's view. But just to kind of explain to you that the visioning process is something that really is a positive impact to clubs. And should help even with membership growth. That's what they've been finding as visioning is being done around lots of states and several countries actually in the world. So, the only reason I'm looking at this is I'm thinking this doesn't look like the one. This is not the one. I'm really sorry about this. I need to stop
this. That's it. I'm out of here.
I know. That's really the pits, isn't it?
Not without your shooter badge.
There are. This is just really too funny for words, but.
What are we looking at? Promote the president?
No. let's see if we can do this better. I tried to take some of the slides out because it needs to be
a little bit shorter version of it. So anyway, today this is what we're gonna explain a little bit about visioning and talk about the benefits for the clubs, and then if we have any questions, if you have any questions, we'll try to answer them as best we can. I don't know if any of you are familiar with this, or you might have seen a booklet like this called the Club Leadership Plan. That's really a kind of a leadership management tool for Rotary clubs that has grown out of best practices. Rotary has gleaned from various clubs best practices for running a Rotary club. And the reason I'm showing you this is that visioning, while it's not a direct outgrowth of the Club Leadership Plan, there are components in the visioning process that come directly from the Club Leadership Plan as a way to help clubs move along and do better. So the visioning process really does fit in with the Club Leadership Plan quite nicely. This is the identified purpose of that Club Leadership Plan. Just gives you a framework, a way to think about organizing the club in a way to work in a way that will strengthen you. But the thing that's really important, there are 9 identified steps for implementing the Club Leadership Plan, and I highlighted those that directly fit in with the visioning plan. It helps you identify long-range goals. That's what visioning is all about. It helps with clear communication. It gets everybody so you're talking about the same things, you're talking in the same language, and everybody's talking about the common things that you want. And it helps provide continuity. Once you get some long-range goals and you have a direction and everybody's talked about it and you agree, then that helps promote continuity in clubs. And those are the same kinds of things that happen when you're dealing with the Club Leadership Plan. So that's why I said it. While it didn't come directly out of it, it fits in there real nicely and addresses some of the same things. So in the visioning, it gives us a start on planning. Gives each club a start to plan. It isn't the end result. You're not going to be done when you're through with your 4-hour visioning process. But you're going to have a great start on your planning. It's going to set out some possible long-range goals in the various areas that have been identified as elements of effective clubs. And I'll tell you what those are in just a few minutes. And it helps provide consensus among the club members that participate. And in small clubs, we try to get as many, in fact, most of the club involved as possible. Oops. I'm sure some of you have heard this before. You'll be there. If you don't know where you're going, chances are you're going to end up someplace else. And that happens a lot to us in Rotary because often we're just kind of floating along and we end up some places we anticipated, and often we end up somewhere that we weren't anticipating. So visioning is going to help us identify so we know where we're going. We're not just arriving there. These are some of the steps that we use in visioning. You're going to define where you want your club to be in 5 years. During that 4-hour block, when the team is here working with you, you as a club will end up defining where you want to be in 5 years. You're going to develop some consensus on the goals that you think that you want to achieve in those 5 years. And you're going to identify some key people in the club who are going to help have that come about. They're going to help you get to where you want to go. These are the topics that we address. So you're going to see what you stand for in the community. What's your identity here in this community? What do you want it to be? Those are very important things. What's your club going to look like? How many people are going to be in it? What's going to be the makeup? What are the attributes that you want your club to have? We talk about the 4 avenues of service. Those are important in Rotary. So you're going to talk about your goals for the 4 avenues of service. Our Rotary Foundation, you're going to talk about what you're going to do in that. And your public image. So those are the subject areas, if you would, that we address during the visioning process when we're going about this. So what is the club vision?
it's the defined commitment that you're going to have. It's going to start you off in that long-term direction. You're going to know where it is that you're aiming. It's going to help you create a framework so that you set your shorter-term goals and your activities so that you're going to get there. And it helps you optimize the use of resources because we get that all laid out and we start developing the plan as how you're going to go forward. In Rotary, from the top down, we change every year. And for those of you who have been in Rotary for quite a while, you know that things can be significantly different from year to year. If you have a Rotary International president who has some real strong ideas, they sometimes come in with programs. We haven't seen it so much recently as we did in previous years, but in previous years, a new Rotary president would come in and they might decide membership is their thing, or they might decide avoidable blindness was their thing, or they might decide some other thing was their thing, and so we'd all kind of come to a halt. New committees would be established up at the top, and the districts would be told to get coordinators and all of that. The clubs would be told you need to have activities in these areas, and so you'd get all geared up. It takes you about half a year to get geared up. You'd just be getting going really smoothly, and about that time, the Rotary year ends. You get a new RI president, you get a new district governor, and they're off on their own things. So we were always kind of just going like this and that. We're trying to not have that happen so much. If we have long-range plans, if we know where we're going across the years, then yes, we do have to react to some of those little goals that come in from above, but for the most part, your club can be much more stable and you can know where you're going. You'll have a multi-year plan, so as each new club president comes in, they don't have to say, okay, so what am I going to do this year? Last year, so-and-so did this, I want to do something different, or, you know, I don't know what to do and I'll just see what I think of, or whatever. You still have room for shorter goals, but for the most part, you have a coordinated plan that's going to go across the years and across the officers. You're also going to have, along with that continuity, the consistency, that knowing where you're going, and consensus. Everybody's going to know. You're going to agree upon it during the visioning process. So you're all going to know where you're going, and you're going to be ready to go there. So in the planning, first of all, we establish the vision, and that's what you're going to be doing. You need to know what your vision is. Then we have to look at the long-range plan. Where do you want to be in 5 years? We have to know where we're going. Then that allows you to come up with the actions and the programs and the intermediate steps so that you move forward. Doesn't mean that you can't adjust those as you go along, but at least it gives you a process to go through so that we know where we're going and how we're going to get there. It really helps if everybody pulls in the same direction with the same destination in mind. They can go through the water pretty smoothly. Sometimes our Rotary years aren't quite like that, and it certainly doesn't feel like that if we're not all trying to head in the same direction at the same time. So, the clubs benefit from visioning by getting those long-range goals, by having the continuity, and by having the consensus in the decision-making. That's what you're going to come out with as a process, as well as some very specific things. And I mentioned at the beginning that it should also affect membership. And you, if you think about it, you can understand how that will affect membership. If all members become aware and are involved in the club, it's much easier to go out and invite people to come and join you because you know what you're doing. You're all involved, you're all part of the thing, and you feel part of it, and it's easier to ask people to join you. If you're making good progress towards your goals, having successful projects, once again, people want to be part of that. If they see you being a dynamic, successful club who's pulling together and achieving things, people want to be part of that, and you want to remain part of that. It helps with the retention of members. if you come into a club and you can't figure out what they're doing and you're not really sure and you don't think your ideas are welcome and all the kinds of things that could happen, then some people will stick it out for a while. Others can decide to leave really quickly. But if you all know and you're all pulling and we're moving ahead, then there should be an excitement about that. You should have involved and dedicated Rotarians who can speak up for the club, who are proud to be members of the organization, who are proud to be members of your club, who could represent you well in the community and bring in new members. I told you that the visioning and the club leadership plan are based upon what makes a club effective. And these are the kinds of things that make a club effective. That you can sustain and increase your membership, and I just kind of explain to you how we think that the visioning process affects that. That you're implementing successful service projects. If you have your long-range plan and you've talked about what you want to do in community service, you've talked about what you want to do in international service, then you have your identified projects and you should be able to go ahead and implement those and have those be successful. The support of the Rotary Foundation. This club has been a real good supporter of the Rotary Foundation, and you get grants and things as a result of that support too. It's kind of a two-way street. You support the Rotary Foundation and then there are grant funds available for you. And that's one of the pillars of an effective club. And developing leaders beyond the club level. We all want people within the club not only to have leadership opportunities, but there are opportunities beyond that. Whether you want to work at a district level, in a committee, as a committee chair, whether you want to go forward as a district governor, not everybody wants to do that. But there are lots of fun experiences if you get into the district level committee or something where you get an opportunity to work with people from other clubs and see another side. So we want to make sure that people have an opportunity to develop leadership skills, and hopefully some of those will be interested in being involved beyond the club level. John Kennedy had a little idea about moving forward. You know, we can always continue to go along as we have, sort of drifting or having the winds blow us, or like Yogi Berra says, starting off somewhere and ending up somewhere else. Or we can take action and positively move our club forward in a direction that we set through the visioning process. Even our founder, Paul Harris, had some ideas about Rotary. And you know that this year, the theme is Rotary. The future of Rotary is in our hands. It should be built upon what we want to do, both locally and internationally. And it's our responsibility to do that as Rotarians so that we can make this world a better place. So that's kind of what we have in mind to tell you about the visioning process. If you want more specific information about exactly what we do, we can go over that also. But Pat has one other little thing to do, and then we'll open it up to you.
I got up at 5 this morning to go on the internet and try to find humor, so I've got to share. And I want you to know, it's really hard to find something that I, as a woman, can share with the group. But this is called Beating the Competition. A shopkeeper was dismayed when a brand new business, much like his own, opened up next door and erected a huge sign which read, "Best Deals." He was horrified when another competitor opened up on his right and announced its arrival with an even larger sign reading, "Lowest Prices." The shopkeeper was worried until he had a great idea. He put the biggest sign of all over his own shop. It read, "Main Entrance."
I thought since you're business people, you'd like that one. Now, you've got your papers. Well, I want you to keep those. I'm going to share these. We were going to do another little visioning exercise, but rather than do that, I'm just going to open this, and you can all have a Haribo frog, because we figured that would encourage you to leap into the future and think about visioning. But visioning is fun. Nancy kind of explained what it was, but it's a process. It's very energizing, and you'll be surprised how many good ideas that come out. While I'm passing these around, why don't you quickly at your table number the top 5
ideas, out of the best ideas, I mean, the ideas that you came up with that you liked about your club, 1 to 5. And I'll just bring these around. If you like frogs, you can have one.
So you couldn't find any colorful rhinos?
We didn't find rhinos.
Well,
Does anybody?
Frog and a dog. That's
oh, thank you. Oh, okay. Okay.
I am.
Has an internet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? That one's
interesting.
Oh, perfect. It would. Yeah. Oh, that would be perfect. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.